To Syria now, where the hard work of diplomacy last week has this week become the tangible dismantling of Syrian chemical weapons. Instead of negotiators, it is a team of inspectors, engineers, chemists, and paramedics who began to gather in Damascus yesterday and will fan out across the country in the coming weeks. Last week's United Nations resolution orders all of the chemical production and mixing plants confiscated or destroyed in Syria by November 1st. Michael Lujan is the spokesman for the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, which is running the whole operation. He joins me now from The Hague in the Netherlands. Michael, welcome.
Good morning, John.
Can you describe to me the unique circumstances that your dismantlers, your engineers, chemists, and paramedics face doing this in Syria as opposed to doing it in some arms depot in Kazakhstan?
Just about everything. The environment itself, the 35 to 40 degree daytime temperatures when our inspectors are going to be out visiting these sites. You know, they have to wear chemical protection gear. On top of that, they're going to have to wear flak jackets and helmets. It's going to be absolutely brutal. And, of course, there's the security dimension. This is really terra incognita for this organization. This is a volunteer assignment. All of our inspectors who have signed up for this this work of visiting these sites and inspecting their contents are doing this on a voluntary basis. This isn't a come-what-may assignment. I can say that the attitude and the spirit here is very good. It's upbeat. Our guys are loose. And I think there's a palpable sense that we can get this done.
You know, when you say volunteer, they're getting paid, but this is not an assignment that they're being ordered into this battle zone, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
That's correct.
I just want to clear that up. But again, remarkable courage on the part of these individuals. Now, the one thing you have going for you, it seems to me, is that these weapons are presumed to be in good working order. They're not sitting around in rusting, you know, 55-gallon drums, that sort of thing. So if you can get your hands on them and keep from being shot at, tell me about the disposal process. They go from arms depot into some disposal unit immediately, or they go into some truck. What happens?
Well, we will know that at the end of this month. That's the purpose of this slate of inspections we're going to be doing for the next 30 days. We have to get out and get into those sites. All we know right now is on paper and what's been given to us by the Syrian government. We have to verify that what's on paper exists in reality. And in the process of doing that, we'll also see the kind of conditions that these chemical weapons and chemical weapons-related materials are in. But as you suggested, once we get into the destruction phase, there will be a variety of technological options that we'll be considering that'll be on the table. In some cases, it might be mobile facilities where we will use neutralization to detoxify the chemical weapons agents like sarin and sulfur mustard. Other cases might require detonation chamber, so you blow up munitions in a safe and environmental manner. Other places might be using incineration. And in some cases, the door has been left open to the possibility of having to move some of this stuff out of Syria.
Now, the Syrians...
We'll know that when we get there.
Right, right. Now, the Syrians insist that they're being, you know, cooperative here. Here's Bouthania Shaban, who's a political and media advisor to Syrian President Bashar Assad, speaking yesterday.
Forcing the Syrian government or making sure that the Syrian government, all this rhetoric in order to show as if Syria is not the one who wanted to do this. And this proves that the Syrian government never used, would never use such a weapon.
What is your expectation of cooperation among Syrian officials?
Well, we know that feelings within Syria about this whole mission, this enterprise of disarming the Syrian government of its chemical weapons, feelings are running extremely high on both sides. We're trying to operate in the middle. And what we're going to judge the government by is what they do on a day-to-day basis. What we can say to this point is that we've had a very business-like and efficient relationship with them, and they've done everything that's been expected of them and needed from them to this point to make us operational.
What is a mixing plant? The UN resolution says mixing plants need to be confiscated or destroyed. Rooms that contain precursors?
Yeah, what's known from open sources about the composition of serious chemical weapons program is that it includes large quantities of sarin gas that, for the most part, is stored separately from munitions. And it's stored in the two component precursor chemicals that, when they are blended together, make the sarin, which then is loaded into munitions that are designed for that purpose. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to be aiming at. And at the same time as conducting these verification missions to determine what's there is what's on paper, we're also going to be disabling, if not entirely destroying, but rendering inoperable the entire chemical weapons making apparatus of the Syrian government, and taking these mixing and filling machines, equipment, taking that off the table so that as we go forward to destroy the existing stockpile, no more chemical weapons will be possible to be made.
Michael Lujan, in the minute before we go, I've looked at the map of Syria. Perhaps a third of the sites that you're going to be going into are actually in combat zones, literal firing zones. Presuming that inspectors, engineers, chemists, and paramedics can get jobs virtually anywhere in the world, why do your people do this?
Well, they do it because they believe that, first of all, this mission is it's historic. This has never been done before. Disarming a country of a category of weapons of mass destruction in the midst of war. But beyond that, there's also an understanding that if we can do this, and we can do it in a fair and impartial way, that this might also be the catalyst for a renewed peace process that could actually bring some sort of civil end to this horrible conflict. And that's something that's extremely inspiring for all of us.
Yeah, well, heroes. How many on this team?
The setting up team that's in Damascus now is about 20, and we will be deploying, rotating in and out of Syria, successive waves of teams of 15 to 20 inspectors.
Heroes.
That's the group size that we work in.
Michael Lujan is spokesman for the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons on the teams in Syria to dismantle those weapons of the Bashar al-Assad government. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.